This is a question from a Democrat who has recently read Ayn Rand and is very excited about Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead, and is trying to reconcile the ideas of objectivism with his being a staunch Democrat and his, I think, philosophical ideas that he still is holding on to in spite of reading Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead. And one in particular, he asked two questions that are really the same, but he is being torn by this idea of the value of self-worth, of self-interest, and the value of bringing the less fortunate to my level to create equal society. Or he puts it elsewhere, that he believes in the value of raising all people to equal standing, whether it's through welfare or other social programs. So yeah, this is a complete misunderstanding and inconsistency with objectivism. Objectivism places no value on the idea of an equal society in terms of wealth, or an equal society in terms of outcome. You know, objectivism recognizes the fact of reality that we are unequal. That is our very nature. We're unequal in opportunity, we're unequal in outcome, and it is wrong of the government to try to equalize us, because what is the only way to equalize us? The only way to equalize us is to take from those who have, to take from those who've created, to take from those who've produced and give to those who haven't. And that taking is coercive. That taking is a violating the rights of those who have and those who have built and those who've created. It is a violation of their rights, and they should be, and you should be opposed to this form of taxation. It is yours, and nobody has a right to that, and certainly nobody has a right to force you to give it to them, which is exactly the modern welfare. Objectivism recognizes that coercion is evil. Coercion is the anti-mind, anti-reason, anti-self-interest. Coercion is what restricts your options, eliminates the possibility of making choices that are in your self-interest. It forces you to the choice that some majority or some bureaucrat or somebody makes for you. So it is an anti-freedom, anti-reason, anti-self-interest idea. So coercion is wrong. It is evil. So we need to extract coercion from society. Any redistribution of wealth is a form of coercion. I like to give the example of, how do you make me and Michael Jordan equal in basketball? Because I'm not very good, which is no surprise to those of you who know me. And the only way to make us equal in basketball is to break Michael Jordan's legs. Now, he probably still beats me, so you'd probably have to break his arms as well. That is the essence of equality. That is the essence of the idea of driving towards equality. So how can it be in Michael Jordan's self-interest to have his arms and legs broken? It can't. It's against the self-interest. It's a violation of his self-interest. That would be a huge sacrifice for Michael Jordan to agree to that. It would be unbelievably selfless of him to agree to that. How can it be right for you to agree to have all your money taken away from you in order to make somebody who is, you know, for whatever reason, deserving or undeserving, doesn't have as much as you have? It's unselfish of you. It's not part of your self-worth. It's a sacrifice. It's selfless. So no, Ayn Rand objectivism reject all ideas of a redistribution of wealth, all ideas that of trying to establish a society that is equal. The only sense in which we recognize equality, the only sense in which the founding fathers recognize equality, is equality of rights. We all have, all of us, have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right? As long as you don't violate other people's rights. Once you violate other people's rights, you lose your rights. But as long as you're not violating other people's rights, you have a right to your own life, to pursue your own values. And this is exactly, this redistributive idea is exactly what negates that equality. Once there's a group of people whose money is being taken away from them for the sake of others, their rights are being violated. They're not equal. There's no equality of rights. So in the name of equality of outcome, we eradicate the equality that is really meaningful, that is really crucial for civilization, the equality of rights, the equality before the law. And again, when you coerce somebody and you don't coerce somebody else, there's no equality of law once you introduce coercion. The whole idea of equality of law is that the law applies to you if you're a criminal, if you've done something bad. Otherwise, what is government's business, what you do or don't do? So now, let me just end on this note. The questioner assumes that Dr. Peikoff and I are Republicans. And let's be very clear. Neither Dr. Peikoff nor I are Republicans. We're not Democrats, but we certainly are not Republicans. We have voted strategically in the past based on who we think would create the less evil in the country. In this sense, it's not an issue of Republican Democrat. Both Republicans and Democrats violate individual rights. This is an issue of what is right and what is wrong. It's not an issue of political party.